those engineers. We've got, he is back, and he is in charge. Drew Joyce over here to my right. He's taking care of the live stream for tonight. The Grizzlies play Linkier for the second time this season. They beat them 85-58 here back on November the 5th. The Grizzlies ended the first half of the season with a two-game road trip to Booneville, Mississippi, where they split. They beat Northwestern Mississippi and then lost to Northeast Mississippi, and then we've had this long layoff. So we'll see how this affects both teams, although Linkier, they have played a ton of basketball. They're a prep school from Branson, and they have basically three teams. And the one that plays nationally, I believe that's the black team. And what we have here tonight is what's called the gold team. They are the Lions. They got players from all over, just like everybody else. And a little bit later, we'll go over some really big news for junior college basketball and junior colleges in general that landed during the Christmas break. And we'll hit on that in a bit. Let's get to the starting lineups for this ball game. Expecting the same five for Linkier Prep. That started in the first encounter. It'll be Ethan Dillinger. He is a 6'10 forward from Erie, Kansas. Caleb Cron is a 6'3 guard from Brisbane, Australia. Also in the starting five, Caleb Brewer, a 6-foot guard from Waco, Texas. Wyatt Carr is a 6'5 forward from Lebanon. And Isidore Baugh, 6'2 guard from St. Louis. This game's underway. Linkier's in the black with the blue piping. The Grizzlies are in the white with the blue and red. This tip is won and started the game with Caleb Brewer out front. He crosses over against Ryan Richardson. We'll get the Grizzlies starters here as soon as we get a half a chance. Out on the left side, they'll curl it over the top and nothing open. Ryan Richardson with some good defense. They'll move it over on the left wing. Open shot for a three is good. Isaac Vickers gets a late call and a start tonight. He knocks in the three. Grizzlies out front on the left side. 3-0 early. Over on the right point, Ryan Richardson takes his man to the hole, goes all the way in, right hand reverse, won't fall, rebound put back up and no good by the Grizzlies, and it's rebounded by Linkier Prep as Lionel couldn't finish again, close to the bucket over on the left side. Ball stolen away, Blaine Harris takes it away. Coast to coast, step through, puts it high off the board and good. Blaine Harris makes it a 3-2 ball game. It's really good. You get this two-week break for players to kind of get refreshed, get their legs back, get rested, because from here till the end of the season, there's not many breaks. Out front, Vickers has it. Isaac Vickers, hands over on the right side, driving the right side of the key. Shot up on the run is an air ball picked up by Sean Glass for the Grizzlies. From right to left, number five goes behind the back. He's at the free throw line, kicks it behind him over to Ryan Richardson near the bench for Linkier. Lionel Kimwimba will hand off to Glass on the left wing, back to Lionel in the corner. Posted inside, here's a little hook shot, no good by Lionel. Puts it back up, can't get it. Try it again. Good, foul on the play, basket count. This lineup that Linkier has out there right now, it appears their biggest kid on the floor right now is at 6'5", Lionel at 6'8", with a big advantage. And he gets a bucket plus a free throw to follow. And it is good. Lionel Kimwimba makes it a 5-3 game. Grizzlies on top by two in the early going. Now on the left wing, here's Richard High from Osceola, Arkansas. He's 6'5 as well. Down the key, a little floater. Blocked away by Sean Glass. Good defense. Grizzlies come back. Lionel bounce pass up ahead to Glass, to Harris. Puts it up. No good, but a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Oh. Lionel held on to the basketball long enough to allow Blaine Harris to get a little bit out in front of him so he could deliver the ball and he could get to the rim a little faster. Vickers gets the foul. That's his first. And at the line, first free throw by Blaine Harris is good. I'm not sure if he would be the most pleasant surprise of everybody new this year. Next one is good. But Coach Jared Fay is really happy with the type of player that he got from Cape Girardeau. Blaine Harris, good player. Outside ball nearly stolen and out, picked off by the Grizzlies. Here's Sean all the way to the hole. Lays it off the rim, won't fall. Rebound, and Ryan Richardson puts it up and in. Well, the group that Link here is utilizing tonight is going to have a tough time size-wise. Here's a ball stolen away. Kumwimba up the floor. Sean Glass, right-hand floater off the board, no good. Lionel rebounds, kicks it out to the point. On the wing of three, Blaine Harris is good. Timeout call by the Lions with 16:43 to go here in the first half, and the Grizzlies out to a good start. They lead Linkier Prep 12-3, and we're back in one. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Grizzlies have forced three turnovers in the first 3.5 minutes, and they have a 12-3 lead on Linkier Prep here at the Civic Center. Vickers for a three on the wing. That's an air ball from the left side. Sean Glass up the floor. Urji Hunami has it. He'll feed it back to Ryan Richardson. Ryan pressured out front by Richard High. Ryan on the bounce. Now Isidore Ball guarding him. Ethan Smith in the game for the Grizzlies. Hands the ball off to Sean Glass. Lob it over the top. Great pass inside. One bounce. Ethan lost it. Picked it back up. Went up. Got capped. Loose on the floor. Rolls. And it's going to be a foul going for the loose ball on the Grizzlies. And that'll be on Ethan Smith. The starters for the Grizzlies in this basketball game. And it would appear that we're hanging with the starting five right now with the exception of Lionel coming out of the ball game for Ethan Smith. Pass into the low block. They'll double team the ball. Pump fake up block from behind out of bounds. Ethan Dillinger, their big kid, 6'10", is in the game, and he had that one blocked by Blaine Harris from behind. Grizzlies with Ryan Richardson, 6'5", sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Ethan Smith from Laurel, Maryland. He's sophomore on the baseline. We'll back it down, kick it across court. Curling over the top, right-hand drive off the rim. It's up and good. Nice move by Wyatt Carr from Lebanon. Second field goal scored by Linkier. 12-5 game. Posted inside, Urji Hanami. He backs Wyatt Carr down. Turns in the paint. 10-foot jump shot off the back iron. Comes off, and it's rebounded by Linkier, and they'll control with A.J. Fowler. Now in the front court on the left wing. To the point. Fowler catches. Fires a three. It rims off. Rebound comes to Lionel Kumwimba. And he comes up the left side on the pass with Sean Glass. Crossover dribble. Good move. Sean leans in. Shoots it off the board. Good. Foul in the play. And the basket counts. Really good crossover. Jab step by Sean Glass. Set the defender up that time, and it resulted in a clear pass to a lay-in plus a foul, which is the second foul on Isidore Baugh. Jake Sage The marksman from Kickapoo High School is in the lineup now. First, the only free throw is good for Sean Glass, three-point play. 15-5. Grizzlies had their Grizzly Youth Basketball Camp here this week. Here's a ball knocked out front, stolen by one of the instructors, Sean Glass. Left-hand layup, no good. Put back, no good. And the rebound, though, controlled by Ryan Richardson. Ryan holds out front, dribbles over, kicks it over, Ethan Smith. Bounce pass, Riley Whitaker in the game. Kicks it outside. Ryan's got a three look, and it's good. Ryan Richardson for about 24 feet. And the Grizzlies have knocked down a pair of threes, and they have an 18-5 lead. In the left corner, open shot for a three. It's good by the big guy, Ethan Dillinger from Erie, Kansas. His first basket makes it 18-8. 13:50 left in the first half. Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. Crosses over at the top, steps through, had it stolen. That's the first turnover on the Grizzlies. Front court all the way. Here's a drive and the layup, and it's up and good by Isidore Baugh. Isidore Baugh, 6'2 guard from St. Louis. Pretty good player. And now we get an illegal screen at the other end of the floor on the Grizzlies, and that's going to be on Riley Whitaker. Second team foul on the Grizzlies. Jonathan White will check in for the Grizzlies. Jonathan's a 6'1 freshman from South Carolina. Over on the left side, to the right point, to the right wing. Ball fake to the right baseline on the drive. Wraparound bounce pass, far corner. Now the catch of the shot is up. It's going to be way short. And the Grizzlies come way off to the miss that time. Back the other direction, all the way to the hole. Left hand layup is up and good. And a great finish that time by Jake Sage. Taking it strong through the basket. It's 20-10, the first time these teams played. 13 different players scored for the Grizzlies. And I think 11 points was the high number for anyone. I think we had two or three guys with 11 points that night. Bad pass, thrown to the baseline, out of bounds. Flung out of bounds by number 5, A.J. Fowler. And that's turnover 4 against the Lions. Grizzlies have it with a 10-point lead. Over on the right side, to the point, Sean Glass. To the left point, Whitaker, left corner, left wing, that is. Inside, wide open. Smith gets trapped, reaches back and lays it up and in. Ethan Smith went too far under the basket, but when you have long arms, I guess it doesn't matter. He reached back and spun it off the rim and got it to go down. That was something. I think even Drew Joyce was amazed by that. Here's a ball knocked away and stolen away, picked up by Riley Whitaker. Now stolen right back. Front court up ahead, right hand layup is up and in by Dillinger. He has 5 now. That was a little on the sloppy side by the Grizzlies. They have the ball back. Again, 10-point lead, 22-12. Jonathan White to the point. Left side, Jake Sage. Always looking for that shot at the 3-point line. Ethan Smith out front, kicks it outside. Now, Sean Glass, crossover. Spins to the middle, hangs, 10-foot shot, back iron, won't go down, rebounded by Linkier, and a reach-in foul on Whitaker. That'll be 2 quick ones on Riley. So that'll get him a ticket to the bench, and in the ball game is Jaden Roach, the 6'6 freshman from Miramar, Florida, who continues to make great strides. He didn't play. He didn't start playing basketball, I think, until high school. So he's still developing, but you know what? You can't develop 6'6 and strong as a bull. Here in the pass in the left corner, 3 is up and good. Knocked in from range that time. Richard High with his first basket. It's a 3. Grizzlies left side. Here's a drive up and good. Sean Glass attacks the basket that time with the left hand. And Sean can do that all night long. They don't have anyone quick enough to guard him or strong enough to stay with him. And we'll see how many he has at the end of the night. Pull up 17-foot shot. Free throw line, no good. Sean Glass gets a rebound. He's up the left side, bouncing off a foot, out of bounds, and that's going to be off Linkier Prep. Ryan Richardson in the lineup. What a good player he is. He leads the Grizzlies, I think, in scoring and hair. Free throw line out to Richardson on the side, right in front of the Linkier bench. I don't know, Jonathan White could give him a pretty good run in the hair department. Jonathan has it on the left side. Richardson down the key. Busts down through the hole. Puts it up. No good. Boy, missed another easy one. And the ball is on the deck and picked up by Linkier Prep. Richard High, front court. Left side on the wing. They get an open three. Look, that's going to be way short by Dillinger. Grizzlies come way. Richardson long up the right side. Out to Jake Sage. Now on the left side. Backdoor bounce pass. Bad pass. Stolen by Linkier. Front court, right point. Down the key. Near walk. Feet across. Ball tip. Picked up in the corner. Open shot. They'll take it from there. That's no good for the three. And rebound to the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson. Off the miss that time. In the front court. Here's a two-hander by Jaden Rhodes, who got it to the rim and threw it down with two hands. And I don't think Linkier has anyone strong enough to guard Jaden if he can get the ball inside. At the point, three ball. Dillinger no good. Long rebound. They'll step back, shoot another three at the right point. That's no good. And the rebound, Jonathan White has it, and the Grizzlies will walk it up. Jalen Heisen will come in at the next whistle for the Grizzlies. So will Urgy. Here's a lob pass on the top, too high, out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies, and Urgy and Jalen come in with 8:48 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies have an 11-point lead on Linkier Prep, 26-15, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
8:48 to go in the first half. Grizzlies lead Linkier Prep. They have the ball 26-15. I talked to JV and Downey the other day. Well, I guess it was yesterday. I was talking to him here during the Grizzly camp. And he had his Achilles checked out during the break. And we found out, good news, there's no tear involved. So maybe he'll be back here in a couple weeks. Here's a shot up inside, no good. Putback is up and in. Good hard follow-up that time by Noah Stanek. Stanek gets the basket for Linkier to make it a 9-point game. Out front, Ryan spins away from the defender and steps out of bounds and turns the ball over. Both teams with 5 turnovers here in the first half. Linkier will get Caleb Brewer back in the ball game. Sean Glass is back in for the Grizzlies, and he is in for Jonathan White. I have to tell Javie, and he looks like a coach sitting on the Grizzly bench over there right next to Walt Belcher. Joe and Michael. Pass in the middle, dribble into the middle, bounce pass out now down the key. That should have been a walk. Inside lean shot, no good. Rebound by Jaden Roach, and the Grizzlies back up the right sideline. At the point, Ersey back over to Sean Glass. Sean Glass dribbles right, now goes left. They'll switch off, kick it over to Jalen Heisen. Now ball stripped away, out of bounds. It'll be Grizzly basketball. There's nobody on this basketball team for the Grizzlies with more raw athletic ability than number zero. That's Jalen Heisen from Trinidad and Tobago. Here's the inbound play. Catch in the corner. Sean has it with 10 on the shot clock. Sean Glass will circle out to the mouth of the Grizzly at midcourt. Puts it on the floor. Jab step. Step through. Feeds it over. Here's a lean-in shot. No good, but a foul on the play. And Jalen Heisen on a nice cut to the basket. Couldn't finish because he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. Jalen Heisen is one of those kids that just hasn't had a lot of experience, but here's the free throw, and it's good. But he is a kid with an upside that you almost can't see it looking up. He has really, really got some athletic gifts. Next free throw, no good, but the rebound is pulled down by Linkier, and they'll come back the other way with Caleb Cron. Dribbling off the wing. Here's a drive in. Lost it on the drive. Out of bounds. It'll be a Linkier ball, 7:13 to go in the first half, 27-17. I trust everyone has a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. I'm pretty sure that's the case because I went to the grocery store on my way over here. I think you just were there. Here's a shop in the left corner. Nobody left anything in the milk department, I can tell you that. Missed shot on the three. Ryan Richardson now, front court for the Grizzlies. We haven't scored in a little while, 27-17. Sean Glass with it. Linkier will go to his zone. Ryan Richardson, top of the circle. Pick and roll pass inside, bad pass. Didn't get it up high enough, stolen. Linkier comes back. Fowler on the right side in the corner. Driving in all the way. Layup is up and in. Nice move that time. Good aggressive move by Richard High, who has 5. 27-19. Grizzlies led at 1 point, 18-5. Glass, pull up, 17-foot jump shot, back iron, no good. Tipped over, picked up by Linkier. Caleb Brewer has it and comes up. Linkier can cut into the lead a little bit more. Down the key, all the way. Bump shot, no good. Short rebound, Ergy Hanami. Lionel Kimwemba will check back in for the Grizzlies here in just a little bit. Isidore Ba will check back in for Linkier on the low block, posting up inside, back to the point. Wide open three ball is good by Ryan Richardson. R Square now has 8 points in the ball game. Right point, they're going to fire three, good. They let Caleb Cron just stand out there, and he knocked it in. 30-22. Left baseline inside. Ergy posting inside. Turns high off the board. No good. Tipped up. But it's going to be controlled by Linkier with Richard High. Front court. Good pass up ahead. Ball bluffed away behind. And a late call on Sean Glass after the block. Got him with the body. And Sean will pick up his first foul of the ball game. Total fourth foul. They're going to call that, though, in the act of shooting. So he'll shoot twice. Isaac Vickers, first free throw, good. Vickers scored the first bucket of the ball game, 3. That's his first point since. And he has 4 points. 30-23, Grizzlies now lead by 7. The first time we played these guys, the Grizzlies led at halftime 33-27. There's a really good chance the halftime score could be very similar to that. Here's the next try. Good. Ryan Sean Glass. To the left point, lob over the top, ball tipped out of bounds. We'll get a holding foul call on Link here, trying to guard the 6'8" Lionel Kumwimba with substantially smaller Caleb Brewer at 6 feet. Ball tipped out of bounds. Foul was called, though. Now pass inside. Shot is up, no good, but a foul, and it'll be the Grizzlies at the free throw line. And let's see, last foul is on Caleb Brewer, his first. This foul will be on Richard High. That'll be his first for Link here. So, Wayne Harris shoots with a 6-point lead. First one good. It's a 7-point lead now. Blaine has had a nice first half with 8 points. Lionel Kumwimba, Jake Sage, Ryan Richardson, Sean Glass, and the shooter, Blaine Harris from Jackson High School. Next one, no good. Out front, kick to the right corner. Ball fake, jab step, spin through the basket. Shot is high off the board, no good. Late call, and we're going to get a foul call on the Grizzlies. I'll be on Jake Sage. And again, they're going to say that was in the act of shooting. So, two shots. First one, in and out, no good. Caleb Brewer at the line. He's yet to score tonight. He'll get another crack at it here. 31-24, Grizzlies by 7. And good. On the dribble, it's Sean Glass with 4:37 to play. First half, 31-25, Grizzlies. Bad pass on the wraparound. Tried to bounce inside. The ball is lost, tipped away, but it'll still be Link here basketball after the Grizzlies' 7th turnover here in the first half. The 7 isn't a high number, but what is bad about that number is that none of these really have been because of pressure. It's been just mainly bad decisions, bad passes in the lane. Right-hand reverse layup is up no good by Baugh, and a rebound by the Grizzlies. They come back. Left wing wide open. Three ball is up and good by Sean Glass. Shundarius, if you want to be picky about it. Now the other end. Here's a drive, right-hand layup, no good. And another late call. And a foul on the Grizzlies, Jake Sage again. That call happened a full almost 2 seconds after the ball was released. So Jake Sage with his second foul. That will put Richard High at the line for Link here. First try is good. One more try. It's an 8-point game, 34-26. And good. 7 points for Richard High, 34-27. Grizzlies by 7. Under 4 minutes to play in the half. Blaine Harris. All you got to do is move the ball, fellas. You'll get something easy inside. Ryan Richardson down the key, steps through, lost it, got hammered on the drive, and so he'll shoot two. There's no way that Link here with the crew they've got out there right now can match up, especially now that the Grizzlies will get Urji Hunami in the ballgame. That's just a terrible matchup for them. But the Grizzlies should be able to get the ball to the rim, get the ball inside. Here's the free throw, good, by Ryan Richardson. That was a second foul call on Caleb Brewer for the Lions from Branson. Urji Hunami, Lionel Kumwimba, Ryan Richardson, who shoots the second one, and it's good. He is a scorer. He can score the basketball. Sean Glass and Blaine Harris round out the 5 out there right now. For the Grizzlies, ball stolen out front. Sean Glass takes it to the hole all the way, laying it up and good. Okay. I said it from the first day I saw this kid work out. Here's a drive ball blocked out of bounds by Ryan Richardson on a right-hand reverse drive by Brewer. That didn't work. Ethan Dillinger back in the ball game, but I saw when I first saw Sean Glass, I thought, wow, this kid's really going to be a good player. Now, when that switch finally gets flipped and he really turns it on, he's going to be something. On the right side, dribble across, back out on the wing. Ball will dribble in. Goes up, lays it, right-hand reverse is good. Nice move. Isidore Ball with four. 38-29, Grizzlies with 2:56 to play in the first half. Again, Glass will beat his man on the dribble, spins to the middle, puts up a right-hand shot, comes off, back iron, rebounded by Lincare Prep. Bad pass, thrown away in the front court over the top. That pass was so high, he threw it over Ethan Dillinger's head, who is 6'10". He didn't even jump. That's how high it was. Richardson for the Grizzlies with 2:40 to go. Urji Hunami gets bumped out front and now gets it to Jonathan White. Ryan Richardson at the point with 10. To the far corner. Jonathan White's got a three, and it's good! Jonathan White! First basket for Jonathan tonight. The other end, Ball kicks it far side to the corner, way out of bounds. That one was pretty high, too. Wasn't high as the last one, but it was thrown to the merchandise table over here to the right. Grizzlies will have a few days off, and then next Wednesday night we're here, and it gets real then. That's when the region season begins. Mineral Area will be here. We really need to win that first region game. Out front, Hunami lobs to the far corner to Ryan Richardson. Backs it up. Skip pass, far corner. Blaine with a three ball. All no good. Rebound is going to be controlled finally by Caleb Brewer, and back will come Linkier Prep. They trail by 11. On the right side, Dillinger works it to the basket, dips it down low, threw it out of bounds, and it's going to be another Linkier Prep turnover. They had 16 turnovers in the first game against us. Tonight they've got 9. And we have a minute 34 and counting here in the first half. On the right side, Urji Hunami. Back over on the left. Ryan crossover down the key all the way. Puts it up on the drive and good. He is another really bad matchup for Linkier. And he now has 10 points in the first half at the right point. Shoot a three. No good. Rebound to Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. Now a 13-point game with a minute to go in the half. Lob it over the top. Catch inside. Back to the left corner. Open shot for a three. It's no good. And a foul will be called on the Grizzlies. On the rebound, that'll be on Lionel Kimwemba. So Lionel gets his first foul. And it'll be a 1-1 at the other end. Jake Sage is in. Riley Whitaker is in for the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson comes out. Lionel Kimwemba comes out. So good outside shooters have checked in. Let's see what happens here. Free throw is no good on the 1-1. And we come back the other way. Right side. Jake Sage with a three. Good. Jake held his follow through. He knew that was going in. Jake's got five. It's a 16-point game, 45-29. Out front to the basket. 360 move up, no good. Tie up, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. That was one of the more interesting moves I've seen executed this year. A full 360, and he nearly made the shot. That was imaginative. 15 seconds to go in the half. Grizzlies hold the basketball for the last shot. 45-29, 6 seconds left wing. Wide open, Jake for three, no good. And the rebound to Linkier. They've got 2 seconds from midcourt. The shot at the horn, no good. And that's the end of the first half here at Joe Paul Evans Arena, the West Plains Civic Center. The Grizzlies are back after the long layoff, and they enjoy a 16-point lead at the break against Linkier Prep, 45-29, which will take us to Grizzly halftime, brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. At the end of this game, we'll have our Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game to announce. We'll do that at the end of proceedings. As we go to our break, Jim Lambert is going to talk a little bit about the weather in just a few. Let's go to the timeout. Back in just a while here on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
This is severe weather coverage on the Ozark Radio Network.
Time for a severe weather update across the Ozark Radio Network. Our severe weather coverage is brought to you by ANA Quality Roofing and Howell Oregon Electric. We'll start off. We do have an ice storm warning remaining in effect until 6 a.m. on Monday. Significant icing is expected. Total snow and sleet accumulations between 1 and 3 inches and ice accumulations between 1 quarter and 1 half of an inch. Wind gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. This is covering Dent, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. Again, this will be in effect until 6 a.m. on Monday. Areas being impacted include roads and especially bridges and overpasses will likely become slick and hazardous. Significant ice accumulations on power lines and tree limbs may cause widespread and long-lasting power outages. Again, we do have an ice warning remaining in effect until 6 a.m. for Monday, and this is covering Dent, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. Also currently in effect until 6 a.m. on Monday is a winter weather advisory. This is covering Howell, Oregon, and Douglas counties. And with this system, power outages and tree damage are likely due to ice, and travel could be nearly impossible. So please be careful out there. Again, our severe weather coverage across the Ozark Radio Network is being brought to you by Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative and A&A Quality Roofing.
A&A Quality Roofing. New roofs, no mess.
Severe weather can damage your roof. Now is a perfect time to call A&A Quality Roofing to have your roof inspected. Preventative service helps ensure you get peak performance and longevity from your roof. A&A Quality Roofing takes great pride in their work with 5-star customer approval ratings for roof siding, seamless gutters, and spray foam insulation. Raise your standards.
When severe weather hits, know that the crews at Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative are here to help. Dispatch is available 24/7, 365 days a year for you to report an outage or down line. You can also report outages on the Smart Hub mobile app or your iPhone or Android device or on our website. Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative wants to keep everyone safe during severe weather. Watch our Facebook page for updates during outages and always stay away from down power lines. This message brought to you by Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back with the halftime score, 45-29. The Grizzlies with a 16-point advantage here will catch the individual scoring first half. Sean Glass had 10 points for the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson was the leading scorer. He had 12. Blaine Harris had 8 points, 5 for Jake Sage. Lionel Kamwemba had 3. Ethan Smith and Jaden Roach each had 2. And Jalen Heisen had 1. Linkier Prep had 7 points by Richard High in the first half. 5 by Ethan Dillinger. 5 for Isaac Vickers and 4 for Isidore Boss. Caleb Cron had 3. two for Wyatt Carr, and Caleb Brewer has one. Noah Stanek also had two. There have been times the free throw line has not been the Grizzlies' friend this year, but hard to argue with the results in the first half. The Grizzlies made 8 out of 9 from the free throw line, so we'll take that every day. The Lions, meanwhile, were 5 out of 7 from the free throw line. The Grizzlies had 7 throwaways, while Linkier Prep had 9. And here at the break, the Grizzlies have a 16-point lead. First meeting between these teams, Grizzlies had a 6-point lead at the break and then blew things open. Right now, the Grizzlies out in front by 16. We'll take a timeout here and come back in 3 minutes on Hot Country, KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, for more than a farm store.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities. Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, we come back, and it'll be, well, we're still about 7 minutes away from the second half getting started. Next Wednesday night, the Grizzlies will host the Mineral Area Cardinals in the first Region 16 game of the season. So it'll basically conference season will kick off officially next Wednesday night. And I'm telling you, Region 16 is as open as it's been in a long time. Moberly is probably the best team out of the bunch, but they've had their moments this year, and they're not as strong overall as we've seen in the last few seasons. And they'll be very, very hard to beat, whether you play them at home or away. But they can be had if you play well enough. And all the region teams, everybody's got a shot at it this year, it looks like. State Fair, they've looked pretty good at times. Mineral area, who we'll see next Wednesday, us, and then you got Three Rivers. So it'll be interesting to see how the league play kind of plays out. Meanwhile, after that, next Wednesday, we'll be in Poplar Bluff. Grizzlies will play the Raiders. Boy, it'd be great after next Saturday night's game to be 2-0 in region play. That would be fantastic, but we'll see how that all comes together. Meanwhile, we've got more high school basketball on the radio Tuesday night, and we'll be up the road in Salem, where the Zizzers will play the Salem Tigers. West Plains coming off a great blue and gold performance where they finished sixth. That's one place higher than their seed. It is such a weird thing because in the blue and gold, unless you're a higher seed team, you're probably not going to play other high seeds. But the Zizzers ended up, after beating Marshfield in the first round, then they came back and got beaten overtime by number two Republic. Then they beat number three seed Hartville and lost to number one seed Nixa in the fifth place game, but competed with everybody. And that basketball team from Mason Miller has really come together well, and he deserves a lot of credit. Kids deserve a lot of credit. It'll be a good next 2 months of basketball, both high school and college level. So we'll take our final break here of the first half as we go into the second. The Grizzlies have two players with two fouls each, Riley Whitaker and Jake Sage. Two players, Caleb Brewer and Isadora Baugh for the Linkier Prep Lions. They have two fouls apiece. But outside of that, not bad first half. Seven turnovers for the Grizzlies, 8 out of 9 from the line, and they've got the lead here as we get ready for the second half. Final two-minute break, and then the second half will get rolling here in just a bit. Grizzlies with a 16-point lead on Linkier Prep. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Saturday, January the 4th, you got Dan in the Weather Center with a weather update. All right, guys, this is the time where you need to start preparing for the winter storm to be moving through the area. Precipitation to begin tonight, and it will take an undisclosed form tomorrow. We will be having temperatures around 33 degrees during the day and 18 for a low. Outlook for this week is also looking pretty cold, too, so prepare for some of this, at least, to stick around.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, National Weather Service, you can get that information too at our website at OzarkRadioNews.com. I'm looking at that as I came in here tonight. Not looking, at least from West Plains South, it doesn't look all that rough, but man alive, we're very, very close to the line. Up north, I think I'll stay here. I think that it is Linkier Prep basketball to start second half. Grizzlies are still on the sideline. Quinn's going to run out of Rocky music here. You know, hurry up. Here we go. Inbounded on the side. Here we go with Linkier Prep on the possession to start this half. Richard High from the wing. Here's a three, no good. Rebound by Blaine Harris. Got a 16-point lead. Grizzlies could make a couple of buckets here and take some mystery out of this thing. Ryan Richardson on the left side. Goes baseline all the way. Wraparound pass corner. Whip it to the left point. Open, wide open three ball. Good by Urji Hanami. Great ball movement. That time by the Grizzlies. And Urji benefits his first basket of the game. Oh, good cut from the weak side and a layup. Good by Isidore Baugh. He kept from the opposite wing and beat Sean Glass to the spot and got the lay-in. 48-31. Ryan Richardson, left point. Hand it off to Urji. Urji to the right side. Richardson with it. Green now down the key all the way. Bounce pass underneath. Layup good. And again, Ryan Richardson dealing right there. And Urji benefits. He's got 5 points. 50-31. Right point. Left wing pass. Wyatt Carr. Now Isaac Vickers. From Portland. Free throw line to the right side. Crossover in the paint, ball fake, leading in, tough shot, up good, foul on the play by Caleb Brewer, the basket will count. And that will be against probably number one, and it is, and that's the first foul on Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies. So it's 2 plus 1, and that equals 3 for Brewer, it's 50-34. Out on the side, Blaine Harris. Curl at the top. On the left wing, Ryan Richardson has it. He'll pull the ball out, get the high screen left. Pulls up, shoots the three, and it's going to be way short. Blaine Harris finished, got it, and lost it on the way up. And it's rebounded off the missed shot. In the front court, Brewer has it. Cross-court pass on the right wing to the low block. Door back outside. Baugh to the corner. Here's a three. It's no good. Rebound right back where it came from off the miss by Vickers. Taken by Ryan Richardson. Left corner wide open. Here's Urji. Three ball, air ball. That's picked up by the Grizzlies. Ball fake. Richardson down the key. Right-hand scoop shot. No good. Out of bounds. And the ball will be Grizzly basketball. 17:20 to go in the second half. Inbound. In the left corner. Open shot. Three ball. Good. Ryan Richardson flashes one from the deep left corner. And he has 15. At the point. Now, here's a pull-up. They don't even make a pass. The shot is no good by Caleb Brewer. And the Grizzlies come back trying to get a 20-plus point lead. Sean Glass now. Right baseline. Cut off. Gets it back. Shoots a long three. That's no good. Rebound. Brewer has it. And back come the Linkier Prep Lions. Brewer steps back. Jab step. Goes baseline. Goes up inside. No good. Rebound, Lionel kicked it out. Two-on-two break, two-on-one. Bounce across, great feet. Layup is no good by Sean Glass. Just going a little too fast, so we go the other way. Brewer for a three on the wing. That's short. Rebound by Glass. And we may slow things down here. I believe everybody on the court right now is a little bit gassed. Grizzlies set in their half-court offense. Lionel Kamwemba over to Glass. Out front, gets a screen from Lionel. At the left point, Richardson down the key, lost it out of bounds. Turnover Grizzlies, first in the second half. Jaden Roach in for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage also comes in. Ryan Richardson and Lionel Kamwemba go out. 53-34. On the left, Richard High, ball tipped out of bounds. The Grizzlies say it should be up, but the officials disagree. So the Grizzlies now with a five of Jaden Roach, Jake Sage, Urgi Hanami, Sean Glass, and Blaine Harris. They get it into Clevenger. He goes up inside and scores. That was Dillinger. Dillinger with a bucket. He got seven. The 6'10" kid got it. Got past the defender and laid it off the glass. 53-36. Sean Glass goes behind the back from the lane, and he traveled with the basketball. Too much dribbling. Move it, just like Sergeant Carter on Gomer Pyle. The trick, move it, move it, move it. Don't stand and hold it or bounce it. On the right side, Baugh works his way and goes up for the shot over Jake Sage. Good. Good job by Jake not to draw a foul there. Baugh has his fourth field goal. He has 8 points. 53-38. Front court, Sean Glass now. Grizzlies 5-15. Urgy pops out, catches on the left side. 14:43 to go in the second half. Sean Glass with 8 on the shot clock. Down the key, right hand, scoop shot, no good. But he got fouled on the drive, and that'll be against Caleb Cron. That'll be his first foul for Linkier. 14:36 to play in the second half. Grizzlies lead at the break was 16. It's 16 again as Sean Glass makes the first free throw. Ethan Smith comes in for the Grizzlies. He's a 6'8 sophomore from Laurel, Maryland. Next try, good. Front court, right side. As Sean Glass makes both free throws. Here's a shot from the point, no good. Rebound, Ethan Smith, hands to Sean Glass. Grizzlies cut back up by 17. Right corner, wide open. Jake Sage for three, and it's good. Point game. On the right, pass inside to Baugh. He'll feed it back. Here's a shot up and in. Nice cut to the basket by Richard High. And he has 9 points. It's an 18-point Grizzly lead. Couple of black shirts getting ready to check back in. Now a whistle, and stepping out of bounds is Jonathan White as he caught a pass in the corner and went to the baseline. Then Grizzlies with their 10th turnover of the ball game. So Link here will bring the ball up. They'll handle it out front with Caleb Cron. On the left side, Cron has it. Dribbles in. Works his way in. Bangs in. Shoots. Scores. Foul on the play. And that time, Cron just took Sean Glass to the basket. And just leaned into him the entire way. Sean got the foul. Cron got the basket. And he'll get a free throw. And no good. Rebound by Jaden Roach for the Grizzlies. Jonathan White goes in. Lost the ball on the dribble. Turned it over. Linkier back. Stolen right back. Grizzlies come back. The Sage in the corner. Glass has it. on the left side to the baseline. Glass all the way, wraparound, bounce pass, kicked out of bounds by Linkyard. And shot clock resets to 20. Ryan Richardson back in the ball game, gets the inbound pass on the side. To the point, off the screen. Jake has it in the left corner. Jonathan White dribbles on the left side, gets a high screen, dribbles through that all the way, goes up, got foul, shoots two with 12:47 to go in the second half. And the Grizzlies lead it by 16. So that is number three on Isadora Baugh. Link here, Brett. Jonathan White, free throw shooter for the Grizzlies. First try rolls off the front iron, no good. Next try, no good. In and out. Rebounded by Ethan Dillinger for Linkier Prep. They'll back it up out front. Kick it over on the wing. At the point, Krong, crossover dribble against Jake Sage. Leans in, scoop shot, no good. And the ball is pulled off the glass by Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. In the right corner, Jonathan White with a three ball. That's going to be short. And Cron comes back with a three-on-two break. Bounce pass across. Shot block, foul on the play. That will put Link here at the line. Second foul call on Ryan Richardson. Isadora Baugh, the free throw shooter for Link here. First try, good. 12:13 to go in the second half. Next attempt is good. Isadora Ball makes two. It's a 14-point game, 58-44. Richardson down the floor on the bounce. Essentially playing the point right now with Sean Glass out of the game. Bounce pass and kick. Stops the clock. Grizzlies keep it. Ryan Richardson will throw it in from right of the Grizzly basket with 11:58 to go. Lob it out front to Jake. Over to Ryan on the right side. High screen left goes that way. Inside, low block, Ethan Smith. Bounces to his right, goes up, lost it again. Ball out of bounds, last touch by Linkier. So there was no change of possession. There will be 4 seconds on the shot clock. Riley Whitaker will come in for Jaden Roach. Grizzlies will take a timeout with 11:41 to play. 30-second timeout. I'm pretty sure is what this is going to result in. Yep, it's full timeout. All right, back in a minute with the score. Grizzlies 58 and Linkier 44. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top-quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors, and trailers, too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
After the timeout, Grizzlies with a short shot clock with a shot clock violation resulting in their 12th turnover of the ball game. And now Linkier Prep has it. Grizzlies are in a pretty comfortable spot, but here's a three, no good, and the rebound to Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. Ryan Richardson with it. Need to stretch this thing back out to 22 points. Ryan to Riley Whitaker at the point. Left side, Urji Hanami. Nope. That is Johnson White back in the ball game. He loses the basketball on the dribble. Out of bounds, and they're going to say it's going to be Grizzly basketball. Now Urji Hanami is in for Jake Sage. Blaine Harris is in for Jonathan White. So Urji and Blaine are in. Riley Whitaker, Ethan Smith, and Ryan Richardson on the inbound to the right side. Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass over. Bad pass. Stole it away. Linkier Prep comes back with it in the right corner. Cron at the point. Back outside. Here's a long three. Way short by Dillinger for Linkier. Well, I'll get him a ticket to the bench. And back the other way, Ryan Richardson. Ryan goes baseline. Baseline pull up shot. No good. But a foul will be called. And a holding foul will be called against Linkier Prep. First foul on Caleb Cron. 6'3 kid from Brisbane, Australia. Inbound play in the left corner. Ethan Smith. And back in the corner, Ryan Richardson. 15 on the shot clock, plenty of time. 10:20 to go. Into the middle. Shot no good, but a late call and a foul. And Ryan Richardson will get to the free throw line. Caleb Brewer will be called for his third foul. And Ryan Richardson at the line. 2 out of 2 so far today. First one here, no good. Ryan leads the Grizzlies scoring tonight. He's got 15. Sean Glass has 12. The next try, no good. 0 for 2. 8 out of 9 from the line in the first half. 2 out of 6 in the second half. Baseline, pull up. For Linkier, no good. Ethan Smith gets the rebound, kicks it out to Ryan Richardson. 10 minutes to go in the ball game. We'll get a media timeout at the next whistle. Left side, Riley, catch, shoot, three, no good. Ethan Smith swoops in for the rebound, ties it up. It'll be a jump ball. And we get the media timeout with 9:52 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies lead Linkier Prep 58-44, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, let's see if we can finish this one out. The Grizzlies have a 14-point lead with 9:52 to play. They have the ball underneath their own basket. Inbound play, Blaine Harris. 20 on the shot clock. At the point, Urji Hanami to Ryan Richardson. He'll circle out. Brewer is on him. He has 3 fouls. Here's a ball kicked on a pass to the high post. And Grizzly ball with another 20 seconds on the shot clock. Damian Downey walking over on the Grizzly sideline. Hopefully he'll be back here in 2 weeks. Down the lane all the way. Richardson up, no good. And a foul on the play on Caleb Brewer. And that's how he had three fouls a moment ago. Now he's got four. Caleb Brewer stands 6 feet from Waco, Texas. Anyone say something to him? Say, Caleb, you got four fouls. Here's Ryan's free throw. First try, no good. His response at 6 feet going up against Ryan Richardson for the Grizzlies stands 6'5". He could legitimately answer, hey, you try to guard him. Here's the next one, no good. And so Ryan has missed four in a row after making his first two tonight. 58-44. High post to the point. You know, Link here. Good, get back into this game. Here's a dribble, ball lost on the floor, stolen by the Grizzlies. Left wing, Riley, catch and shoot for a three, no good. And the rebound taken down by Dorr, by Ball. He dropped, passed down low, layup is good, foul in the play, the basket counts. As Ethan Dillinger, the big kid, ran the floor and finished the fast break. That makes it 58-46. So now it could be an 11-point game with 9:01 to play. And it's good. So the Grizzlies will sub in Sean Glass for Ryan Richardson, 58-47. Get that ball to the basket. Not rely so much on perimeter shooting. High post, Urgy has it. Puts it on the deck, drives, feeds across, pump fake up. Ethan Smith shoots, foul, he'll shoot two. That's what you do. With 8:45 to go. The second foul on Linkier Prep's Noah Stanek. And Ethan Smith is the shooter for the Grizzlies. Free throw try is no good. Grizzlies were 8 out of 9 from the line in the first half. Next try, good. That breaks a string of misses at 7. 59-47. Grizzlies look like, are we in a zone? Yes. Out front, they'll handle the ball at the point. Ethan Smith playing the point of the zone. Bad pass thrown away on the sideline. And we'll get timeout, 30-second timeout on the floor. Lions call time, 8:25 to go. They'll set up a full court press here probably. With the score at the timeout, 59-47 Grizzlies, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
A new Bailey SUV is like having your very own work assistant. Need to answer a call from a client when you're driving? Need to receive or respond to a text from your boss? A Bailey SUV keeps you safe with hands-free technology.
This is John Bailey at Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. We'd love to help find your new connected Bailey SUV. Together, let's drive.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The Grizzlies have the basketball, tried to put this game away. They had a 19-point lead at one time. Now that lead is down to 12. Low block pass inside. Good pass, and Lionel Kimwimba gets open and lays it in. Lionel has 5 in the left corner. Linkier with the ball on the left side to the point. Ethan Smith at the front of the zone. He's tough to work around at 6'8 on the baseline. Follow away shot is up and it's good. Noah Stanek with his second field goal. 61-49. And since they've got back within 12-14 points, the game has been kind of static right about there. Urgy Hanami feeds it to the point to the right corner. Ethan Smith inside, ball knocked away and stolen by Linkier. Right wing three, it's way short. Lionel Kamwimba comes up with a loose ball, and now we'll get it to Sean Glass. The Grizzlies have 14 turnovers. Now Smith drives all the way, two-handed shot. Crowd like that, Ethan has five. 63-49, I mean the defense parted like the Red Sea, and there he went. Here's a little hanger up and good by Baugh. Isidore Baugh has 8.5. 12 to the game, 63-51. Back to a 12-point game. Sean Glass out front, goes around his guy on the baseline, hangs and shoots off the board, no good, got his own rebound, and now moves it out front. Sean Glass to the left point. Ethan Smith picks up the dribble. Bounce pass to low block. Good pass inside. Layup is good. And Lionel Kamwimba found Sean Glass. Cutting to the basket. Now long pass up the floor. No one was looking for Lee Gears. It sails out of bounds. And so wholesale subs, three of them anyway. Link here will sub out. And that's a 14-point game with 6-12 and counting. Second half. We'll talk to Jared Fay when this game is all over with. In the corner. Now to the left side of the floor. Ball faked by Blaine Harris. Low block. Lionel Kamwimba has it. Lionel bounces to the middle. Right hand. Hook shot off the board. Too hard. And the rebound pulled away by Dillinger. Out of bounds. Midcourt. Capped out by Sean Glass. Stays with the Lions. 5:49 to play. Like we're about ready. Thought we had a issue, but we don't. We're ready to go back to play now. At the point, Cron with Linkier down by 14. In the left corner, baseline move. They'll cut the ball off. That is White. Carr pass underneath, wide open. Good feed, and Ball got the easy lay-in. For Link here, that makes it 65-53. Don Glass on offense, high screen, dribbles, shoots from the corner. That's way off. That's an air ball. That's not a good shot in that case. Now back to the front court and reach in foul on Sean Glass, his third. Ryan Richardson back in, and Sean takes a seat. 65-53. Grizzlies trying to finish out their seventh win of the year against eight losses. Tipped out of bounds, up defensive end by Jake Sage. Inbound play. You could hear, maybe hear Jared Fay from the other side of the floor there. Pass in the corner. Vickers, no shot. Cron feeds it down low. They get to the low block to the big kid. Dillinger back in the corner. Double team, five on the shot clock. Quick pass across to the corner. Vicker with a shot. Up, no good. And a foul on Blaine Harris on the three-point shooter, so he'll get three. It had to have been on the ball, on the shot itself. There was no body contact. Blaine Harris went stay the by. His body missed him by 2 feet. So Blaine's first foul. And it is no good on the free throw try. Two more for Isaac Vickers. Next attempt is good. It's an 11-point game. No good. Rebound long to the corner. Ethan Smith has it, and the Grizzlies come back with an 11-point lead. 4:36 left. Richardson out high, dribbles over on the left point. Three ball, Jake Sage, it's no good. And the rebound to Dillinger and up the right sideline. Here comes Wyatt Carr, step through by Ball, puts it up and in. And it's down to nine with 4:13 to play. Richardson, front court, to the right sideline, has a screen, keeps the dribble. Jake Sage dribbles over, gets a screen from Lionel Kimwimba over on the right point, running time. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Richardson. Ball knocked away and stolen. Too much dribbling up the right sideline. Dillinger goes up for the shot. Good. Ball, and we probably need a timeout here pretty quick. 65-58 with 3:33 to go. Timeout, Grizzlies. And Linkier Prep has roared back, and they've cut this game down from a 19-point deficit to a 7-point game with 3:28 to play with a score. The Grizzlies 65, Linkier Prep 58. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
This was a 16-point game at halftime. It got out to a 19-point game. Linkier Prep has cut it down to a 7-point game with 3:28 to go. The Grizzlies have made 7 field goals in the second half. Linkier's made 12. 65-58. High post, Erji Hunami puts it on the floor, goes up, lays it up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Saved. Linkier has it. Good hustle by Dillinger. To the right corner, Vicker launches a three. It's short. Rebound is tipped over. No one picked it up for the Grizzlies. Driving layup is good by Vicker. It's a 5-point game with 3 minutes to go. Ryan Richardson in the front court. They'll go four down. Now Ryan crosses over, puts up the driving shot, got fouled. He'll shoot two. So with that, and I was thinking, you know, about time for Sean Glass to come back in the game, and here he comes. Second foul call on Isaac Vickers. So Sean Glass will check in probably for Ryan Richardson. First try, no good. Ryan made his first 2 free throws tonight. Since then, he has missed 5 straight. He's missed 6 in a row. And the rebound to Linkier. They can make this a 2-point game with a 3. Down the lane. Here's Dillinger up inside. No good. Rebound to Lionel Kimwimba. Boy, there was a break. That would have made it a 3-point game. And Dillinger was 5 feet from the basket. Couldn't score. Sean Glass out front. Let's get that ball to the bucket, boys. Sean Glass. Crossover dribble. Baseline. Spins to the middle. Fall away. 10-footers around. No good. But a foul on the play, and he'll shoot two. Ethan Dillinger picks up his first foul. The 6'10 kid from Erie, Kansas. Free throw for the Grizzlies. Good by Sean Glass. One more try. And good. 67-60 with under 2 minutes to play. Hold them to one shot here. Make play some defense. Bad pass stolen away. Grizzlies pick it off with Urji Hunami. 1:45 in a 7-point game. Out front, Sean Glass. Over on the right wing, Urji beats his man on the dribble. Leans in, shoots, and the ball is going to stick on top of the basket. But there was a foul called on the shot attempt. That's going to require a broom or something. Well, how about another ball? Can you get it down with that? Well, I'll be dang. Sean Glass got it down on the first try and nearly made the shot with the ball that was stuck up there. 1:30 left, and Urji Hunami at the line. He has 5 points tonight, has not tried a free throw. Last foul was number 3 on Isaac Vickers for Linkier. Free throw for Urji, it's good. Ethan Smith will check in for Lionel Kamwimba. For the Grizzlies at the defensive end of the floor. Next try, no good. 1 out of 2, rebound link here. Long pass up the floor, ball all the way. Goes up, got a shot blocked. He'll shoot 2 with 1:24 to play. Ethan Smith was back on defense, and Bob just took the ball right at him. Ethan Smith, second foul. Isidore Baugh at the line. He is 2 out of 2 tonight. First try here, good. It's a 7-point game. One more try for Isidore Baugh from St. Louis. Next one, no good. Rebound to Sean Glass and a foul call in the backcourt. Caleb Cron will pick up his second foul. That was one of those intentional fouls. So 68-61, the Grizzlies by 7. First time we played this team. Free throw, no good. Man alive, our free throw shooting in the second half has just been brutal. That's first miss for Sean tonight. He was 5 out of 5. Next try here, it's good. 69-61. That quickly come link here. At the point, Boss got away with a walk, puts it on the floor, steps through, goes up, got blocked. And the Grizzlies have it with Sean Glass. And a foul in the backcourt on Boss. And that stops the clock with 1:07. The play, fourth foul on Isidore Baugh. And we'll walk to the other end. And it'll be Sean Glass shooting more free throws for the Grizzlies. This will be the 19th free throw attempt in the second half for the Grizzlies. And the first one is good. 70-61. Sean bounces, bends, shoots, and scores. 71-61, just don't foul. Here's the 3 on the wing. Up, way short, no good. Rebound, though, Dillinger. He'll take it in, dip it inside. Door lays it up and good. Isidore Baugh with the bucket. And now pressure with 53 seconds to go and a foul in the backcourt. 71-63. So let's see, in the second half tonight, we've shot 20 free throws. and we have made nine out of 20 in the second half. First try, no good. 9 out of 21. That number is not getting better. Ryan Richardson. Boy, has he been he made the first two he shot tonight, and since then, finally makes one after he missed seven in a row. 72-63. All the way to the hole. Cron, high off the board on the drive. Good. 72-65. Inbound to Sean Glass and a foul with 46 seconds left. There'll be a double bonus at the other end. Caleb Brewer will come back in for Linkier Prep. As Isidore Baugh just fouled out of the basketball game, he had a pretty good night, though. He had 21 points. First free throw for Sean Glass is good. Next try is good. 74-65 right there, probably your Don Zotto service player of the game. Three ball, no good at the other end. Sean Glass gets another rebound. Hook pass up the floor. Ryan Richardson up the floor to Urgy. Lost the dribble, dribbles back. 28 seconds to go, 18 on the shot clock. Got to shoot it. Don't have to. You can take the shot clock violation if you want to here. Up by 9, 74-65. 15 seconds to go. Crossover. And carrying the basketball call on Sean Glass. 16 turnovers on the Grizzlies tonight. 14 against Linkier Prep. Jalen Heisen comes back in for the Grizzlies for Urgy Hanami. 12 seconds to play. Here we go. At the point, Cron. Three ball, no good. Rebound long. Rebound to Sean Glass. That's your ball game. Final score. The Grizzlies win it by a final of 74-65. And the Grizzlies pick up their seventh win against eight losses. So, that'll take us to our post game with Jarrett Bay. We'll get to that coming up next. And we'll also get to our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Grizzlies win at 74-65. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
You never know what you're going to need when you start a project around the house or on the farm. That's why Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains offers over 70 top quality items you can rent. Yes, we said rent. Everything from air compressors to welders, tractors and trailers too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply knows you and your rental needs. Call them to reserve your rental today.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, more than a farm store.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, the Grizzlies get the win, 74-65. Now if we can beat Mineral Area next Wednesday, we'll be back to even Steven and can start from there. Jared Fay over here to my right. Second win against Linkier Prep this year. I thought in the second half we kind of lost some focus and just weren't as intense as we were the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, we weren't very good in the second half. Didn't help. We, you know, couldn't hit open shots, missed a lot of free throws. Just got to give Link some credit. You know, they come in here with nothing to lose, and they really pushed the ball in transition, took quick shots on us. We did a good job getting back in transition. Pretty sloppy game. That's why we schedule this game now, though, and hopefully get the sloppiness out of the way and get ready for conference.
Is there that big a – when you're off for a couple of weeks, how much difference does that make?
I think it makes a big difference. You know, guys aren't in quite as good a shape as they were before, and just the mental things of you know, probably weren't as dialed in as we need to be. So, you know, again, that's why we schedule this game now. We only practice a couple times this week, and it's for real now, so we got to be ready to go.
Our Don's Auto Service player of the game will be Sean Glass tonight. He had 21. He had struggles at the free throw line, but he was pretty good. I think he was 10 out of 11 from the free throw line tonight. But first half, you were 8 out of 9. Second half, you weren't.
Yeah, it got contagious there. But, you know, it's just something we got to not be so mental about it and just realize we got to make the next one. Probably letting the misses before bother our next shot. We can't do that, but... You know, Sean's a competitor, gamer. He's a guy you definitely want at the free throw line late in the game. He's got that confidence. He can go up and knock him down, and he did.
Well, next week we'll start region play here against Mineral Area on Wednesday night. I tell everybody, I've been telling everybody, that I think that you got a chance to win every time you go out in the region this year. And I'm talking about not just you, but everybody. The region can go either way any night of the week, can it?
No doubt, especially when you factor in that we play each other three times, four times in the postseason. It's going to be a lot of dogfights. Every possession is going to matter. And really good teams in our region like there always is, but it's like you said, I think anyone can beat anyone.
The top two teams, obviously, year-to-year, the last few years, obviously, have been Moberly and Mineral Area. But have they kind of come back to the pack a little bit, or has the pack got a little better?
You know, you look at the whole season and you try to evaluate things, and Moberly early on, I wouldn't have said they're as good as they normally are. But the last month or so, you know, Pat obviously does a great job. They've been playing really good basketball. I would say probably playing the best in our conference. So, you know, they got a really good player, maybe the best player in our conference. But again, I think everyone's going to be ready to go. Everyone's going to have a chance tonight to win every night.
And not probably in the next game or two, but maybe in the next couple of weeks, if you get Javian Downey back, we shouldn't forget that when Javian went out, he and Sean Glass were really playing well together.
Yeah, Javian was playing really well. We definitely need him back, just kind of his morale with the team. Help us push and transition a little bit better. Help us handle the press a little bit better. He's just somebody that's hard to guard off the bounce, so he creates shots for everyone else. But hopefully we get him back in a couple weeks. We really need him.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much.
All right,
appreciate
thanks,
it. All right. The head coach of the Grizzlies, that's Jared Fay, as the Grizzlies win this game. 74-65, leading scorer for the Grizzlies in this one. Sean Glass, he had 21 points, and is the Don's Auto Service player of the game. Ryan Richardson had a pretty good night, 16 points, but man alive, his free throw shooting just killed him. If he had made his free throws tonight, he could have had about a 25-point night. Ryan made his first two tonight, and then he went on a streak of seven straight misses before making one. So he was 3 out of 10 from the line, still had 16 points. Ethan Smith had 5, 8 for Jake Sage, 3 points for Jonathan White, I'm sorry. Jonathan White had 3. Jalen Heisen had 1. And let's see, 2 for Jaden Roach. Urji Hanami had 6. Lionel Kimwimba had 5. Again, leading scorer for Linkgear. Isadora Ba had 21 points in the ballgame. So the Grizzlies now 7-8 on the year. We'll play Mineral Area here next Wednesday night, and that'll be regular start time at the Civic Center. The Grizzlies win tonight 74-65. For Drew Joyce and Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from the Joe Paul Evans Arena, West Plains Civic Center, Section 206. We'll see you next Wednesday.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.